In the audio blog, Egypt calls the question of the state from last week. We said, if folks in individual nations can't do anything to advance their freedom because the structure of the state is designed to prevent that, and if that structure is backed up by global power, then power stands bare and naked. It's now clear for all to see that the state is a husk filled up by the world economy. This is that point we said we'd return to when we reviewed key ground covered last week. That is to say that power gets exposed in this process, this privatization process, this process of creating a single world market. And that state sovereignty, or the inability of power to totally control, the definition of it, is the fatal flaw in their practice of establishing total control of us. This is what we are being shown by Egypt. In real time lesson in the hollowness of the state as a ideology in which, through which, we can achieve quote unquote freedom. But it's double-edged for power, and this is what we're now going to be talking about. So this contradiction between our need to realize ourselves, our power, by utilizing state structures, trying to make them work for us, the contradiction between our use of the state for our purpose and the use of the state for power's purposes, that contradiction was pointed out by Terrence Hopkins from a book he and Emmanuel Wallerstein edited called World Systems Analysis, Theory and Methodology from 1982. So at least for the last 30 years, we could have been working on this question. And perhaps in academia they are, but they didn't get all of us working on it. I mean, we are one mind now. We always were, but the internet has allowed us to actually practically make that a reality. And so there are honorable people in academia, and Terrence Hopkins is one, for sure. These critical questions that affect us all cannot be, have to be translated out of academic jargon and turned over to all of us through the airwaves. Because our eye has to stay on freedom, always. I don't care what role you play in the matrix, in the world system, in this artificial construction of power. You have to have your eye on freedom for the species. That's what we're here for. So these conversations, this inherent contradiction, if this had been a discussion over the airwaves, would we still, 30 years later, have these left pundits? Would they have the nerve? Would they be able to stand up there and talk about perfecting the state? If we had been discussing the fact that the state cannot deliver freedom, only we can. And so instead of spinning our wheels over and over and over to get that constitutional amendment through or whatever, we need to be talking to each other. We need to be advancing each other's thought, just as we're seeing in Egypt, a pace, a pace, a pace. And I am so, so concerned about the difficulty they face doing that, as these paid folks are trying to wear us down. At this point, it's an endurance test, right? I mean, it always is an endurance test. So we have to hold close to our hearts the vision, the future we want of generalized human freedom, and it has to be a global vision, or else they'll just isolate those who are recalcitrant and systematically chip away at them, push them into that loser box and try to get everybody else to turn our backs on them. That's been their winning strategy from day one. And the exact opposite needs to happen. We need to be having each other's backs so tough, so tight. And we have the mechanisms, the technology to do it. No excuses today. None.